most of us are well aware of the high cost of abusing drugs and alcohol early in life, particularly physical and emotional harm. But what about the impact on personal relationships? Tracy Haney reports on one couple's journey from addiction to wholeness in Christ.
According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, close to half the United States population age 12 and over have reportedly used an illicit drug at least once in their lifetime. That's well over 100 million people. Medical experts report substance abuse in any form can impair one's ability emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Everyone is susceptible to it. From a biblical perspective, we're told that we all have idols of the heart.
Dr. Carl Benzio is founder and director of Lighthouse Network, a Christian outpatient counseling center servicing individuals with chemical addictions.
Things that we go to instead of God in a repeated way to meet a need that we should be looking to God to fulfill.
Dr. Benzio tells us that not everyone with some form of addiction sets out to become an addict.
But nobody really knows for sure. You know, you're rolling the dice here and you don't know which number you're going to roll, you know, until it plays out, unfortunately. It seems like we're all addicted to really comfort. You know, we all want to be comfortable. We all have difficulty with discomfort. Now, everybody sort of chooses their own couple vices as to what they use to become comfortable, whether it's alcohol to relieve some anxiety, whether it's a stimulant to get them high, or a hallucinogen to help them escape, or whether it's power, or whether it's guilt, or whether it's status, or whether it's money. Everybody has addictions. Some of them are more socially acceptable, and then some of them aren't socially acceptable.
It's the line between acceptable and unacceptable addiction that one Indiana couple crossed, nearly costing them their marriage.
Did you want moose in your hair this morning? You flipping it up or what?
Nah.
Okay.
Jerilyn, you really shouldn't have that in the house. Why is it in the house?
Jerry and Lynn Panazzo have been husband and wife for over 20 years, but not in their wildest dreams did either think they would wind up in a drug rehab program. Lynn tells us before marriage, she and Jerry were casual drug users, enjoying life, partying, getting high, yet each holding down a regular job.
I think that the stereotype of drug dealers and doing drugs are people in society that don't work and all they do is stick needles up their arms and, you know, they don't have jobs. We always had good jobs and we had a nice home.
A home that she and her husband Jerry took pride in. As a bricklayer, Jerry spent many of his hours sprucing up the place. But even after tying the knot, the two realized they couldn't break with the party life they had become accustomed to. Jerry says they partied alone and with friends.
Of course, being in construction, I had a bunch of buddies that came over and we did reconstruction ourselves. And probably 80% of the buddies were druggies and alcoholics too. So it was a big party, unfortunately. You know, and so it got to be the social center, so to speak, where the drugs were flowing through there pretty good and plenty of alcohol to be had and, you know, work and drink and, you know, and do drugs.
We'd go to work and then we'd come home and, you know, then we'd party for a while before we'd go to bed and then we'd get up and we'd go to work and sometimes we'd party until 3 or 4 in the morning, but we always got up and we went to work.
At the time, Jerry and Lynn didn't believe their relationship was all that bad. And in fact, they convinced themselves it was better than many other relationships in their circle of friends. But upon reflection, the two confess their marriage was a castle built on sand.
It felt ideal at the time because it was very superficial, you know, kind of people, I guess.
It was based on this relationship that started in a drugged haze, you know, and even though there were basic values that we had both been raised with, it just wasn't real. We didn't even know how to disagree properly, you know, which is part of a relationship, is being able to argue, if you want to call it that, or disagree and, you know, and have two different points of view. It was kind of a surface level relationship.
Psychologist Dr. Carl Benzio confirms Jerry and Lynn's discovery in that early substance abuse in relationships poses serious danger to the possibility of a lasting marriage.
In order to become functional and enjoy relationships, you have to have good decision-making skills. You have to have good perception skills and perceiving body language, cues, words that people use, how to resolve conflict, how to manage, you know, arguments, how to communicate with each other, how to listen. There's a lot of significant decision-making that goes on. Chemical substances, addictions, they impair that decision-making process. They impair our ability to perceive things accurately. They impair our ability to understand our emotions and handle our emotions in those relationships. So from that, we see certainly a lot of, you know, people that have addictions, it's just a lot of chaos in their relational world, whether it's superficial relationships at work or their significant relationships with spouses or kids become incredibly debilitated.
As time rolled on, Lynn admits the life she and Jerry were living had grown stale.
I just knew deep in my heart that this was not what God had planned for us, that way of life. And even though I acted as though everything was okay on the surface, inside I was an emotional wreck. After the first year of marriage, I would look at him and I'd be like, okay, you know, we said after we got married we were going to quit partying and we were going to be a normal family. We're going to start having kids and, you know, there's no way I'm going to bring children into a relationship like this. And we'd be like, okay, we're going to stop. And then a couple weeks would go by where maybe we wouldn't do it, you know, we wouldn't party at all. And then we'd get right back in full-blown partying again.
She had had enough and she was on the verge of mental of a breakdown because of it, because she had more of a conscience about it than I did.
And it was every anniversary that it would face me. And I'd be like, okay, we've been married 2 years and things haven't changed. 3 years, 4 years. Well, it was on our fifth anniversary, just shortly after our fifth anniversary, that I finally said, you know what, who am I kidding? You know, this man is not going to change. I cannot change him. I decided that I was going to go into the hospital and get rehabilitated.
And I went another 5 months oblivious, figuring, well, she'll outgrow this and come back and we'll start partying again.
But as Lynn tells it, their thoughts were miles apart.
My plan was to come back home and to do what I had to do for me and let him roll, let him spin in his addiction, and hopefully he would follow suit.
Now on Tuesday, when we continue our conversation with Lynn and Jerry Panazzo, we'll learn what happened next in their attempt to salvage their relationship and recover from their early alcohol and drug addiction. We'll also hear more from Dr. Carl Benzio, founder and president of the Lighthouse Network, and the solution for couples who find their marriage in similar straits. More about the Lighthouse Network can be found at our website at primetimeamerica.org. That's primetimeamerica.org. I'm Tracy Haney.
The movement that we call evangelical. What is the cost of drug abuse and alcohol abuse, particularly early in life? Well, in addition to the physical and the emotional harm, there's also the impact and the toll it takes on relationships. Tracy Haney reports on one couple's journey from addiction to wholeness in Christ.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services report, close to half the United States population aged 12 and over have used an illicit drug at least once in their lifetime. Medical experts report substance abuse in any form can impair one's ability emotionally, mentally, and physically. Christian psychologist Dr. Carl Benzio, founder of the Lighthouse Network, a faith-based counseling center, says,
everyone is susceptible to it. From a biblical perspective, we're told that we all have idols of the heart.
Yesterday, Dr. Benzio told us that the things we go to instead of God in a repeated way are the things that can become idols in our lives and become destructive to our physical and emotional well-being. It's especially true in relationships. Jerry and Lynn Panazzo found that to be true early in their marriage some 20 years ago, when drug and alcohol addiction nearly destroyed their union. The Panazzos say they've learned that, on the surface, some addicts look and appear to have normal lives.
I think that the stereotype of drug dealers and doing drugs are people in society that don't work, and all they do is stick needles up their arms, and, you know, they don't have jobs. We always had good jobs, and we had a nice home.
A nice home, but no real peace.
Being in construction, I had a bunch of buddies that came over, and we did reconstruction ourselves. And probably 80% of the buddies were druggies and alcoholics too. So it was a big party, unfortunately, you know, and so it got to be the social center, so to speak, where the drugs were flowing through there pretty good and plenty of alcohol to be had and, you know, work and drink and, you know, and do drugs.
It was 5 years into their marriage relationship that Lynn realized she had had enough.
I finally said, you know what, who am I kidding? You know, this man is not going to change. I cannot change him. The choices were to go into rehab, to call a lawyer and get a divorce, or commit suicide.
Lynn says she chose rehab. From there, it was in her mind to return home and to remain clean and allow her husband to walk down his own destructive path alone.
I went into the hospital and I was there for 12 days and they discharged me and I didn't come home. They didn't feel it was a good choice for me because he was, you know, he'd come to the hospital and visit me and he'd be high. So I went to my mother's and I lived with my mom for a short period of time. And then I decided, you know what, he's not changing. Nothing's happening here. I'm not going to live with my mother. I'm a woman of, you know, I have a full-time job. There's no reason for me to be here with my mother. So I got an apartment.
Up to this point, both Jerry and Lynn say they had not really given much thought about the early Christian influence in their lives. They admit Christ was far from their relationship. And so, with nowhere else to turn, they looked upward and say the Lord began to speak to them in a still, small voice. Jerry says he began to feel the weight of his past behavior and how it had affected his relationship with Lynn.
And then when it became clear she wasn't coming back, that's what shocked me into action. I mean, I really believe that God's grace was there the whole time. All the ridiculous bad decisions, stupid decisions that I made through my whole life from 13 years old on.
I think it was in that time period that the Lord was able to work in Jerry's heart. And I really believe that the separation is what allowed the Lord to work in his heart, because I wasn't there harping on him to stop and harping on him to do this and do that. And we throwing all the shoulds at him, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. We should be doing that. And so after I was gone and the house was quiet, you know, then the Lord could really speak to him and convict him of his ways. And that's exactly what he did.
As mentioned yesterday on our program, Dr. Carl Benzio says to enjoy relationships, it's essential to have good decision-making skills and perception skills. But any relationship where those skills become impaired is a formula for disaster.
Chemical substances, addictions, they impair that decision-making process. They impair our ability to perceive things accurately. They impair our ability to understand our emotions and handle our emotions in those relationships. So from that, we see certainly a lot of, you know, people that have addictions, it's just a lot of chaos in their relational world, whether it's superficial relationships at work or their significant relationships with spouses or kids become incredibly debilitated.
Meanwhile, Lynn says with Jerry's eyes beginning to open, things began to change in their relationship.
He, you know, got the help that he needed, and I was still pursuing divorce because I didn't believe that it was authentic. I thought that he was just doing it and only going to do it to get me back, and then he was going to sabotage the whole thing, and I was too fearful of that happening, so I was still going to get a divorce. And I sat in my apartment with the last draft of the divorce papers that just needed to be signed, and, you know, we were going to be done with it. And up to that point, I had been going to, you know, AA meetings and NA meetings, and I had a sponsor, and she had told me to pray for Will, and said, oh, no, I really wanted to get a divorce, but she didn't think that that was what, you know, that God would really have in plan without, you know, you're really trying to reconcile. So she had told me to pray for willingness to work on the marriage, and I would pray, dear God, please give me, I mean, just really, like, not even meaning it, you know, just, you know, yeah, give me willingness to work on my marriage, and if it's your will, I'll work on this marriage. And so I sat with my pen in hand at that moment. I couldn't sign the papers. I just felt that I had the strength and that God would be with me, and if the relationship was meant to continue, that I would know after giving it a second chance.
Initially, I mean, I disagreed with her about the divorce, and I said, you know, especially once I got sober, and it was legitimately trying to stay married instead of trying to stay married just my way, which was to keep partying and everything. Once I got clean and got my feet on the ground a little bit in the sobriety, I kept telling her, we need to try this. We need to try to stay together. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work, you know, because we would be different people because we were sober now and we had never been sober together.
Today, Jerry and Lynn are sober and happily married after more than 20 years together. Now with their three children, they're attending a Bible-believing church in their community where they've dedicated their lives and their relationship to Jesus Christ. They offer encouragement to others in similar situations that God's power is able to deliver from substance abuse.
Our marriage is something to celebrate because of all that, you know, that we've been through. And, you know, we've only touched on a few of the many ways that God has been present in our life.
They said it couldn't be done. It's a whole different marriage. The third party in the marriage is Christ. that's the glue. I mean, it's as simple as that.
For more information about the effects of addictions and counseling services provided by the Lighthouse Network, go to our website at primetimeamerica.org. That's primetimeamerica.org. I'm Tracy Haney.
Thank you, Tracy. Coming